With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A Corona area man accused of chasing down and ramming a car occupied by six teenage boys, three of whom died when the vehicle slammed into a tree, pleaded not guilty Friday to murder and attempted murder charges. Anurag Chandra, 42, was arrested last month following a California Highway Patrol investigation into the deadly collision. Along with three counts each of murder and attempted murder, Chandra faces a special circumstance allegation of multiple murders, potentially making him eligible for the death penalty if prosecutors opt to pursue it. Chandra was arraigned before Riverside County Superior Court Judge David Gunn, who scheduled a felony settlement conference for May 26th at the Riverside Hall of Justice. The defendant is being held without bail at the Robert Presley Jail in Riverside. Police have identified a 20-year-old woman and her boyfriend who are suspected of killing three of her roommates, who were found dead inside a Southern California home. Hemet's interim police chief, Eddie Pust, said Friday that the 20-year-old woman, Jordan Guzman, lived at the home and had a dispute over a rental agreement prior to the slayings. Guzman and her 18-year-old boyfriend, Anthony McLeod, were arrested Thursday in Las Vegas after they allegedly stole one of the victim's cars to flee. They're being held on $2 million bail each in Nevada, awaiting extradition on three counts of murder. The women, Trinity Clyde, 18, Wendy Lopez Ariza, 46, and her daughter, Genesis Lopez Ariza, 21, were discovered dead Wednesday in the Hemet home about 76 miles southeast of Los Angeles. Wendy Lopez Ariza's husband came home from work Wednesday to find one of the victims covered in blood and called 911, Pugh said at a news conference. The chief said there was evidence of blunt force trauma and strangulation. There was no indication of a firearm being used in the deaths. A California man who said he wanted to fly to the edge of outer space to see if the world is flat or round has died after his home-built rocket blasted off into the desert sky and plunged back to Earth. Mad Mike Hughes was killed on Saturday after his rocket crashed near Barstow, California. Waldo Stakes, a colleague who was at the rocket launch, said Hughes, who was 64, was killed. The Science Channel said on Twitter it had been chronicling Hughes' journey and sent thoughts and prayers to his family and friends. The public charge rule went into effect today. It's a federal policy that mostly affects people applying for permanent residency through a family member. If they're enrolled in certain federal cash benefits, the government could hold it against them. But Hope Nakamura with the Legal Aid Society says many people who are worried about it don't need to be.
Fight fear with facts. Find out first whether or not you're even affected by public charge before you make any decisions about dropping or refusing benefits for your family.
Her organization launched a free text line and website where lawyers tell people whether they should be concerned. It's part of an effort to keep people enrolled in Medi-Cal, food stamps, and other programs.
People have heard this term public charge and they just conflate using any benefits as that's being a public charge, but it's not.
Legal experts are available through keepyourbenefitsca.org. A 54-year-old man accused of transporting more than $230,000 worth of cocaine and fentanyl into Riverside County must stand trial on two counts of possession of controlled substances for sale, among other offenses, a judge ruled Friday. Jose Isabel Ramirez was arrested by U.S. Border Patrol agents during an October traffic stop on Interstate 15 in Temecula. At the end of a preliminary hearing, Superior Court Judge Charles Campbell found there was sufficient evidence to warrant a trial on the possession counts, as well as two counts of transportation of narcotics for sale and multiple sentence-enhancing allegations of possessing more than 1 kilogram of cocaine. The judge scheduled a post-preliminary hearing arraignment for March 6 at the Southwest Justice Center in Marietta. Ramirez is free on a $250,000 bond. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.